It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. All this week, we've been looking at accessibility and how technology is helping people with disabilities approach their lives in new ways. Today, let's hear from a guy who's looking toward the future of accessibility. Meet Paul Loudon. He's one of the so-called Google Glass explorers. The Texan scored an early pair of the wired glasses by telling Google he was on a particular mission.
If I had glass, I would look at how glass could incorporate into autism therapy and helping people on the autism spectrum.
But Paul's not just trying to help people with autism. He himself has autism, and he thinks glass could help with a common challenge for people like him, using what's called episodic memory. It's the act of remembering an event with the help of emotions you experienced at the time. Paul says recording his life experiences could help him with his people skills.
So one use that glass potentially has ties in with the whole life logging or quantified self movement, where you would record the events throughout your day, maybe as a series of photographs that are taken at a regular interval. And so this data could then be used by a person on the autism spectrum, or perhaps by a therapist who's guiding them through working on these abilities, to look back at their day and allow themselves to re-enter it by having more data than their personal process of memory storage stored.
Can you give me a specific example of a time in which you almost wish you had a technology that doesn't exist that would help you in your sort of daily dealings with other people?
This is a really difficult question for me because it's asking me to call up something via episodic memory.
Aha! I didn't realize that, but of course.
But one story that I like to tell happened when I was in middle school.
Okay.
There was some homework I hadn't done, and I told the teacher I was sorry. And he kept getting angrier and angrier because he wanted to see an emotional response with me. He wanted me to be reacting to his anger and sort of showing the appropriate level of respect. Had I known about it, glass, if I'd been able to record that, afterwards I could have gone to my parents and said, why was he yelling at me? Glass is sort of a transformative technology, but it's going to depend an awful lot on the hardware developers and what we, or not the software developers, sorry, and what we see from them in the coming months as Google opens up the hardware more and more for interesting development.
Paul Loudon is an explorer for Google Glass and is also the co-host of the radio show Understanding Autism. Paul, thank you.
Thank you very much.
By the way, we've had a great response from our listeners to our Access Tech series this week, and you've given us some good ideas. So expect to hear more on this topic. And before we go, you should know that the website BuzzFeed made something this week, a version of the site, but for cats. Lists of quick and easy meals that feature birds and rodents, anti-dog rants, etc. I talked to the company president John Steinberg about it and played our Silicon Tally game with him. You can find that and more from this week's Access Tech series on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.